What happens to unanswered prayers? Hundreds of people in my life have been confused by prayers that seem to be unanswered. As a new Christian, I had incredible faith in God. He had done so much in my life in just a few years that I had crazy faith, and my prayers were radical. I'll never forget the day that my faith was tested. I was driving my car with my fiance and her family members, and somewhere we ran out of gas. The whole group waited for a miracle as I asked God to supernaturally fill my gas tank. We waited and waited. I tried to start the car several times, but to no avail. I was forced to face this incredible dilemma. What do you say when your prayers are not answered as you planned? And even though God didn't fill my gas tank as I'd asked, a little later on, a roadside service rescued us with a few gallons of free gas. God didn't answer my prayer in the same way I wanted. He answered it in a different way. Was it still a miracle? Do you ever have unanswered prayers? How do you feel about it? I'm sharing this simple story because it's become a foundation for helping me understand God and the role of prayers. The Bible says the prayers of a righteous man avails much. The Bible says where two or three agree on one thing. I'd like to offer you a few ways to interpret this pesky problem of prayers that seem unanswered. Number one, are you asking God for the wrong thing? Number two, is God answering your prayer in another unplanned way? Thirdly, do you need to find prayer support from someone else? Number four, is the answer no? And number five, is your prayer being delayed by unseen forces? I believe that God always answers our prayers, but we have a hard time interpreting His answers. Don't give up on your prayers, because that's how you become a miracle. And I'm Paul Mark Goulet.